Golf Smarter number 106 for December 26, 2007.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
CaddyTips.com with Ben McAllister and Darian Shingu.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week, we tap the minds of PGA and USGA course pros, architects, authors, and teaching gurus to provide you with tips, drills, insights, and advice so that you can lower your scores. Golf Smarter is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf, golf's most trusted retailer since 1968. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome and thank you for joining us for another Golf Smarter podcast. Kenny Nicholson of Edwin Watts Golf will not be joining us today while he takes time off for the Christmas holiday, but stay tuned for the information on how you can win a brand new Guy and Rife putter courtesy of EdwinWattsGolf.com. We have two guests joining us today talking about a very useful service they're providing on the web. CaddyTips.com is a yardage guide and shot selection resource for many courses around the United States. The content is provided by members of the Professional Caddies Association. This is going to be interesting and very useful. Hey, guys.
Hey, Fred.
Oh, that was cute. Did you rehearse that?
We did. We've been practicing.
Let's see if we can do a hey Fred all at once here. That was pretty good. I think Caddy Tips is a really fascinating and simple idea. God, do I love simple ideas. Ben, why don't you explain what Caddy Tips is, please?
Great, Fred. Yeah, well, back in 2002, Darian and I created Caddy Tips around the premise of basically game improvement. Both Darian and I have played a lot of tournament golf. Darian's had a lot of experience caddying. My experience caddying isn't quite as deep as his, but anyhow, yeah. So you know, we like to play tournament golf, and the different golf courses that we played throughout the different events in California and Arizona led us to a simple fact of that, you know, when we played more and we found out more about these different golf courses, we had a tendency to play better and finish higher on the board there on the leaderboard, and so. Basically, what we did is we went online and started trying to research for some of the tournaments that we had been playing, and we found that there were very few resources out there that helped a player really, you know, put together a game plan for a tournament round or maybe just even a leisure round. So after more and more research, we found that there was a void there really in game improvement tools through course management online. And this was about, again, like I said, in 2002. With the emergence of the internet in the last 5 or 6 years, it just became, you know, the perfect venue for, you know, the idea that we had of putting some resources together, maybe a guide on a golf course that would prepare somebody shot for shot what they're looking at throughout a tournament round, or like I said, just for a pleasure round.
You know, when you go out to a golf course, they frequently, for $5 to $10, they'll sell you a book that gives you advice on playing the holes. How
That's
different
right. Yeah.
is this?
A yardage book, you know, obviously most of those books have just yardages. They might have one or two pro tips that are a sentence or two. Our tips are go much more into detail, shot
yeah, please,
by shot.
Tell me the difference between a yardage book and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, well basically...
Yardage guide.
I'm sorry, Darian, did you have something you'd like to say?
Yeah, well, as you see, you know, a lot of the yardage guides that we've collected over the years really just kind of give raw yardages to different landmarks on the golf course, and they really don't provide accurate information on why you would want to hit something there and how to set the hole up. You know, so it's 175 yards to the bunker. Where do I want to hit it? That's what we found, and that's where we thought we had a niche to come in there, because you know, the yardage guides are very accurate in giving you the yardages, but you know, if you need to have a strategy to play the hole, and that's our contention.
So you're saying that it's more strategy involved than what you'd find in a normal yardage book?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Hey, we work really hard on providing, you know, every single shot, tee shot, approach shot, green shots, so that the player understands what he's trying to accomplish and why he's trying to do it. And from that, you know, we found that we can really help players lower their scores.
And how much detail do you get into? I mean, when somebody we'll get into the physical aspect of what people get for this, but do you give them volumes of information? Because obviously you're not going to be able to hit from the same place. same place on a fairway, you take two shots, your ball's not going to go the same place twice.
Most definitely. What we try to do is we try to set up with an ideal landing spot off the tee, and we try to target them off the tee. And from there, we provide information on the approach shot, you know, whether it's going to be uphill, downhill, what the hazards are, what the things to avoid, where you want to be to set up your next shot. So obviously everyone's not going to hit it from the same shot, but what we try to do is provide a general overlay so that even if you're not going to hit it there, you're going to understand, you know, relatively what you're facing.
You know, I was trying to do actually the same thing with video. I started this thing called T-Tour, and that's how we got to this podcast, actually, is because I was trying to find my way into talking to golf courses about producing videos for them on a shot-by-shot guide. And one of the things that people kept saying was, well, how can you show a video from every angle on the golf course? But what you're doing is you're just writing this information out.
Exactly. We're doing basically exactly what you're doing without the video.
Well,
something that you can bring on the course.
My overhead's much greater on the video than typing it out, right?
Yeah, we're looking at an 8.5 by 11. That's about what our overhead is.
Yeah. And it's not even your 8.5 by 11.
No, it's someone else's, so it's even better.
And Fred, I saw your production, and it was really well done.
Oh, thank you,
very
Ben.
Well put together, and you know, like our conversations that we had before, you know, I think that it's the same basis here. It's all about game improvement.
Yeah.
And in regards to what Darian was saying, and you know, in response to your question about all the different angles and different shots that you might have to play, I think one thing that's really important to stress was that our guides were written with all players' abilities in mind. So we do offer advice for the lower handicap, and we do offer advice for the mid and high handicappers as well. You know, for the high handicappers, we're helping them to try to avoid those big numbers, you know, that they might see by you know, hitting their ball in the wrong area, making those triple, quadruple bogeys. And, you know, for the lower handicap players, we're helping them. We're trying to give them the edge, you know, in specifics, you know, that they need to avoid.
So if a high handicapper is looking at this, you're giving them not only advice, you're saying things like, hey, keep your head down. That's why you're screwing up on your shots, or I don't think you're going
Well, not exactly. I mean, what we're looking to do there is you know, broaden the player's mind as far as, you know, where to hit the golf ball. So mm-hmm. say, for instance, you know, forced carries, that's something that a lot of high handicappers struggle with. And the question that they really have to ask themselves is, how far can I carry the golf ball? So, you know, are you going to be able to carry it 200 yards over that water hazard? If not, our tips, you know, will recommend, you know, maybe hitting a different club over a little bit more further to, say, the right, where there's extended fairway. A high handicapper might not see this right off the bat, you know, in a strategic layout in their mind. So we're trying to help them, you know, understand a little bit better that you don't necessarily need to shoot for the green every time. You know, lay up to the right and then shoot into the green because you have that, say, 130-yard carry shot.
That's phenomenal. So let's talk about what exactly it is if somebody registers at caddytips.com. Let's go through the process of what they need to do and then what it is they receive and what choices they have.
Great. Yeah, well, with the website, you know, Darian will talk a little bit more about the courses that we have involved. Since our inception in 2002, we've been working really hard at putting in the top golf courses, some of the more popular destinations throughout the United States. So we have created a database of close to about 150 golf courses now. And so you would go to the website, you know, with a course in mind, say, for instance, maybe you were traveling to Pebble Beach or Bandon Dunes. You would go to the website, simply type in Pebble Beach in our search bar there, and it would take you directly to the tips page. On that page, we've got some pertinent information about the golf course, some stats on the golf course, and then, of course, from there, what you can do is you can download the tips. And the tips come in an 8.5 by 11 standard U.S. letter size paper, and they're designed so that you can cut them into quarters and attach them and create your own little guide. And the tips start out with a couple general tips on how to play the golf course. Say, for instance, Bandon Dunes. Obviously, weather is an issue there, and wind. So we recommend, you know, prior to your trip, working on, you know, some knockdown shots while you're out there on the range. Bandon Dunes also has really large style greens, so we recommend, you know, practicing those 50, 60 footers that you might not normally practice on a day-to-day basis. And then from there, the notes go into hole by hole and shot by shot description and how the golf course is laid out. So once you download the notes, you know, we recommend printing them and going over them prior to your round. And we've received a number of testimonials on how great the notes are and how well they work for players of all levels.
Oh, it's a wonderful idea. So when you print it out, you don't need to cut it up. You can just fold it up in quarters, right?
Well, that's exactly right. You can do both.
Yeah, you can go either way with that. And how many, for an 18-hole course, how many pages am I going to be printing?
Typically, usually 4 to 5 pages. Okay. The notes are very detailed.
Wow. And this 4 to 5 pages, it's a PDF that I'm downloading, and then I can print it out. And I then own that PDF, correct? It's not like it has it, once I print it once, it disappears from my files?
That's correct. Yeah, you can save it. You know, we recommend creating a library of all sorts of different golf courses.
Awesome. That's really cool. That's really cool. How do you select which courses that you're going to do? Darian, why don't you answer this one? How do you select which courses you're going to do?
We really focused to start, you know, from a business model on courses that we felt would have high internet traffic. So we really focused on kind of the marquee resorts and stuff that would draw traffic, also PGA Tour courses, stuff that people would be looking up on a Google or a Yahoo. And that's where we kind of based our start. And then we focused in on the states that have, you know, obviously the highest level of golf, California, Arizona, Florida, Oregon, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you take requests?
Most definitely.
Oh, so people will write to you saying, I'm traveling someplace, can you please do that course?
They do, and we try our best to get it out there. You know, one of the challenges with the site is there's so many golf courses,
yeah,
and there's just a couple of us. So that's one of the challenges is, you know, there's just an enormous wealth of information that we could acquire, and it's just a matter of time to get it all.
And right now you're focused. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, we do our best to get all the courses that we can, and if someone has a request for a course that they're going to go play, we try to get it out there as quick as we can.
And right now you're focused mostly on U.S. courses or exclusively on U.S. courses?
We do have some international. We have courses in Ireland, England, and Scotland.
Very cool.
As well.
Okay, so then the obvious question is, where do you get your information from, and how do you compile it? Who does it? Or do you find it and compile it from other sources, or do you do it yourself?
We do it ourselves.
Like, you know, how many questions can I ask in one sentence? This is amazing. Sorry.
That's a big question, yeah. We do all the information ourselves with an internal staff. Basically, our qualifications are you have to be to get the information for the site, you have to be a professionally certified caddy with the PCA, preferably someone that's caddied in some tour events so you know that you're getting quality information. From there, the caddy will go out to the course. In general, we'll have them play it once, walk it once, and compile notes on strategy from the course. And then from there, we kind of boil it down to the final tip.
And hopefully these caddies can write.
Hopefully they can. I end up doing most of the writing, actually.
Oh, do you?
Their notes are pretty good, but Ben and I are the ones that usually actually write the final tip based on the notes that we get.
And Ben mentioned that you have caddied.
I have. I caddied at the Pebble Beach Resorts for about 13 years.
Actually. Oh, really?
Quite a long time.
Oh, yeah. So you understand how to give, what kind of information to give and how to present it.
Hopefully.
After that, well, did you get any tips while working? If you worked there 13 years, you must have figured it out.
Yeah, you know, and that was kind of one of the things that spurred the whole idea on. You know, we caddy at Spyglass or Pebble over and over again, and you find yourself kind of giving the same general information to everybody. You know, you're always going to want to hit it down the right side on one hole. You're always going to want to try to carry it to this point here. So we started thinking, hey, you know, if we could just put this in a format that people can download and keep, the information is really not going to change. I mean, obviously, there's factors like wind, et cetera, that are going to change it slightly, but in general, the information that we give is pretty much the same every day.
I hope this isn't going off topic because I know you guys want to talk about caddy tips, but I'm fascinated about certified caddies. Is there schooling involved with this to become? Are you a certified caddy?
I work through a company that manages all the caddies at Pebble Beach called Caddy Services Incorporated.
Uh-huh.
And when you're a part of that, you're part of the PCA. So it's not necessarily a school. It's basically, you know, tenure and knowledge, and then there's a couple organizations that manage caddies that can help you lobby through the PCA.
And you have to be licensed from the PCA?
Well, technically, I guess it's not really a license. It's not like you take a test or anything, but you know, you're recognized as a PCA, as a professional caddy, someone that's a professional that knows what they're doing out there.
Oh, my God, you must have amazing stories about caddies and, and what they have to go through on a daily basis.
Quite a few. There's some war stories out there, most definitely.
Dude, you're on. Share one. Come on. What's top of mind here?
Darian, tell them about, what is it, Shoe?
Shoe. The Pebble
Beach caddy that kicked in the 50-footer with his foot. Oh, no, footer, whatever they call them.
Foot. Yeah, you know, there's some guys that have been out of Pebble that know that course so well. And you know, a lot of times the caddy is the, so to speak, lightning rod of hate for the golfer. You know, let me be the blame point. And there was an incident at the AT&T a few years ago. I won't name any names, but a guy had a putt on Pebble Beach, and the caddy told him it was about a cup and a half outside right. He hit it, missed it on the left. He said, "Oh, that broke, you know, it broke three cups." And the caddy said, "That putt's been breaking a cup and a half for the last 47 years, and you're going to tell me today, right now, at this point in time, that it's only going to break, that it's breaking three cups." And he ended up putting his foot down, kicking the ball in there, leaving the bag, and walking off the golf course.
Ouch!
He's not caddying anymore. But yeah, you know, there's some guys. I mean, there's one guy, I can't remember his name, but on the seventh hole at Pebble, he's thrown it in with his hand. He's holed it out by hucking the ball down there about six times, I think.
Oh my gosh.
They know the course.
Yeah.
They know it front and back.
How competitive does it get between the caddies when on off days? I mean, do you guys get to go out and play with each other? And I guess the bets start flying then.
Well, you know, because Pebble Beach is such a, you know, there's such a huge revenue base there. Caddies really don't play a lot out on the golf courses. There's a lot of good players, you know, and it does get competitive. Yeah, you know, not so much on Pebble. Some of the other local courses.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, Ben, why don't you let me know, what is it when they go to caddytips.com, what it is that they get, what the process is, and the prices?
Yeah, Fred, well, like we spoke about earlier with the tips, there are tips available, but also we offer a number of different features available for our website. We just recently added a section called Caddy Chat, and this is a place, a forum, really, if you will, where we'd like to set up a community of golfers that can share ideas about different golf courses, different strategies, and whatnot. So we have that available on a message board. And then we also have a video archive that we're putting together of different videos of golf courses, along with a photo gallery as well, where we have different pictures throughout, you know, California and Arizona of golf courses in that region.
Nice.
Also, we have a number of free downloads available.
Really?
That will help you, you know, read greens like Darian was talking about earlier. Or you know, good travel tips as far as if you're traveling to a golf course that's in high elevation, we have guides on how to adjust, you know, for different ball flights there. And yes, we have a number of different free downloads. Those are very popular. Obviously, the notes that we were talking about, the tips are available for $9.99. Like I said, we have over 100 golf courses available currently.
Do you find this more useful for someone who's never played a course or for regulars on a course?
We found that it's really across the board. And to go back to kind of what we were talking about earlier with the higher handicappers and the lower handicappers, it's been really interesting to watch the results. You know, the notes get fairly granular, very granular, and you know, a higher handicapper or a lower handicapper, I should say, can really take advantage of that detailed information. But as far as a higher handicapper goes, you know, just you know, guiding them in the right direction. You know, it's a dog leg left, favor the right side so you don't get blocked out. Those general tips seem to help them just as much. And so we have, you know, when you get down to it, it really covers all the bases for everybody. If you want to get down to exactly how many yards you have to hit it to carry a bunker and why you want to hit it there, you can. But for a higher handicapper, we're really just steering them in the right direction.
When you have a caddy submit the text to you so you can go ahead and write it up, do you have second opinions on this? Do you have, you know, is there a conversation, or is just what they write down is pretty much the law?
We try to have a checkpoint. You know, we definitely try to have a couple different checks, and obviously the most valid one is battle testing it by our customers. You know, if there's ever an incident where a customer feels some information is wrong, we encourage them to email us back so we can go back and reassess the caddy's opinion.
That's
great. And that's really got to be that way. Nobody's perfect. And so, you know, we try to definitely put a couple checkpoints in there so the notes can be as accurate as possible.
And you also give instruction about reading the green?
We have just actually started rolling out. We have on the actual tip, it definitely talks about the green. Every green has grain, slope, mounding, and where the pools are. But what we're coming out with in a couple of weeks here is we're coming out with a new series helping people to understand what the caddies are looking at when they go out there. So there's going to be free downloads, actually, on how to read greens, free downloads on how to judge yardage, how to gauge uphill, how to gauge wind. And so that, you know, our whole point is to make golfers enjoy the game better by shooting better scores. So we're coming out with a new series to that effect of helping people understand how to read a green.
What are the most popular courses that you guys have downloaded?
Without question, Pebble Beach courses.
Yeah.
The Pebble Beach Resort. Standing Dunes is up there, Bethpage Black. You know, basically, you know, all the big marquee names. When you talk to people about courses they dream about playing, those are the ones that are most successful for us.
So were you guys looking for an excuse to make a living in golf business, or is just an extension of what you were doing before?
I think a little bit of both, Fred. Yeah, well, I've been in the golf business for a little over 8 years now. As a family business, third generation. And, you know, I think it's really important to follow your passion. And if you can make some money doing it at the same time, then that's fantastic.
So you grew up in the golf business.
That's right.
Yeah. And Darian, what about you?
Yeah, I grew up playing my whole life. You know, so, it's, you know, golf is a passion for me. And, you know, there's nothing I'd rather do than, you know, tee it up and go out there and hang out on the golf course. That's what I love to do. So,
did you guys grow up knowing each other? Have you known each other since you were kids?
We known each other since high school. Ben was the best man at my wedding. He's my best friend, and so it's been a, you know, it's been a labor of love working with him. So it's been fun to watch the site mature and come up with new ideas and bounce things off of each other. And you know, we've had a very good working relationship so far.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, it's caddytips.com, right?
That's it.
Of course, I wanted to mention to you a special offer that we'd like to offer your listeners here, your subscribers. We'd like to give them a one-time 50% off on any purchase on Caddy Tips. If you go to caddytips.com/golfsmarter, that's available for the next month for your subscribers.
Well, thank you. That's very generous of you. So let's make sure that everyone understands. Go to caddytips.com/golfsmarter. And if they order one instead of paying
$10. $10.
Right. So they'll pay $5. And if they order three, are they paying $15, or is it just for the one download?
That's a good question.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I got to figure. I'm trying to figure that out in my head with my. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a coupon for them.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's make it available for all their downloads for that month.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. So they have 1 month download as much as they want, or is it just one time they come in?
That's correct. No, as much as they want.
That's really generous. That is awesome, Ben. Thank you so much. Again, caddytips.com/golfsmarter, 50% off for the Golf Smarter audience. There you go. Membership has its benefits once again.
That's correct.
CADDYTIPS. It's a simple idea, and it makes so much sense. It's going to bring your scores down. It's bring strategy into it, and it's going to help you through your whole round. No question. Awesome. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
That was fun. As I mentioned earlier, Kenny is not going to be joining us today, but if you'd like to win a Guillen Rife putter with a value of $200, he's going to be giving it away next week. So the deadline for entries is Tuesday, January 1st. You'll be home. Make sure you check your computer out. And we'll do the drawing on the morning of Wednesday, January 2nd. To enter, go to golfsmarterpodcast.com. Click on the word contest, which is just below the Edwin Watts Golf banner. And once there, fill out your shipping information and the verification code, then click submit. And also, if you had a chance to check out the last episode of Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf, we talked with Carl Thornton of Sky Caddy talking about handheld GPS units. And we're also giving away a brand new Sky Caddy GS5. Now, you can also register on the same page, but you have to register a second time because there's two little radio buttons there. One says Guillen Rife Putter. Click on that. Submit your entry. And then again, click on Sky Caddy SG5, fill out your data, and then click submit. Don't forget, you have, of course, have to fill out the verification code. And next week on Golf Smarter, we're going to have our second annual discussion with the top 100 blogger to see how his quest to play the top 100 courses in the world progressed through 2007. If you missed our announcement last episode, our newest golf podcast, Golf Smarter Tips, has launched, and we invite you to subscribe to our ongoing weekly lessons provided by some of the best teachers we've met on Golf Smarter. Currently, we've got Michael Anthony providing weekly mental game advice, and Kirk Jones joining us each week to give us lessons on how to perfect our golf swing. The goal is to have 5 published episodes each week. Each episode, only 5 minutes long, will have a different teacher giving you ongoing lessons throughout the year on the most important aspects of your game. And I think a good place to start is swing mechanics and the mental game. Now, each episode, as I said, is only 5 minutes long and will have one lesson or one tip for every episode. Your subscription, of course, is free to Golf Smarter Tips and is available at golfsmartertips.com and, of course, on iTunes. So make sure you register for your subscription so that you don't miss a single episode. We also invite you to check out the new addition to golfsmarterpodcast.com, and that is the Golf Smarter blog. You're going to get lots of information about every single golf podcast that we do. And if you need to, listen while you're on your computer. You don't have your MP3 player, iPod, Zune, whatever you're listening on. You can listen to it right on your computer right there at Golf Smarter Blog. Now, this past weekend, my wife and I, along with some family members who were visiting from out of town, attended Sunday morning services at the world-famous Glide Memorial Church in San Francisco. If you've seen the movie with Will Smith called Pursuit of Happiness, then you're familiar with Glide Memorial and the great work that they do. And at this time of year, I think it's nice for golfers to be grateful that we have the physical ability, time, and resources to enjoy ourselves playing a game. We should also be grateful to those golfers, those teachers, and of course the parents who share their passion for the sport with others who are not as fortunate as us. Now, last episode in our conversation with Jim Waldron at Balance Point Golf, he mentioned a story that included a great quote from Brad Faxon and what he's been working on to improve his putting. And while I was at Glide Memorial, I was moved by a comment that was made that kind of took Faxon's quote a step further for me. And so please indulge me in sharing this quote with you with wishes of a happy holiday season. Love like you've never been hurt. Work like you don't need the money. Dance like nobody's watching. And to paraphrase Faxon, swing like it doesn't matter. As we bring 2007 to a close, let me thank you once again for your continued support, kind comments, useful suggestions, and valuable feedback. I continue to urge you to write and become part of our club. Please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarterpodcast.com.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I
see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.